Comprehensive after-school programs that help keep children safe and help them thrive in school and become successful in life. That's what they do at After School All-Stars. And we have a young leader here with us, Ashley Padilla. She is on the Youth Advisory Board for After School All-Stars, which is a great achievement. It's actually pretty difficult to get there out of thousands of people. So she's going to talk to us about her story. And then also with us is Emily Osberg. She's the Executive Vice President of Development and Marketing. And she's worked really hard to create educational opportunities and advancement for children for decades. But you're young. You're very young.
Thank you for having us, Tina.
Thanks, Emily. And so talk to us a little bit about After School All-Stars. You know, this program focuses on kids, on education, but then also on life skills and through these really delicate hours after school. But you guys have been doing it for a while now.
Absolutely. Yeah, we're in our 23rd year, and 2018 we'll celebrate 25 years. And you're right, we serve kids. We actually serve over 70,000 kids every day after school in 19 cities across the country from 3 to 6 p.m. every single day. So we really start out every day, everywhere, with a healthy snack, make sure kids have the fuel they need to get through the afternoon, and then move into academics. So homework help, special project guidance, tailored intervention for kids that need it. And then we move into enrichment. That's the second hour everywhere, but it's consistent everywhere. That's what they're doing, but they're not necessarily doing the same thing everywhere, because we are actually the largest school-based after-school provider that focuses on middle school kids. So 11, 12, and 13-year-olds make up the vast majority of those 70,000 kids. And that age group, you know, really can vote with their feet. They're big enough to walk home if they want to. So what we've learned is that we need to ask our kids what kinds of programs they want and then deliver those programs to them. So we don't believe in one size fits all. And we have hundreds of different enrichment programs all across the country that, again, are chosen by the kids and then offered by us. The third hour is health and fitness. So it's, you know, organized fitness and team and tournament and league sports, but it's also nutrition and cooking and gardening where possible. So super excited to talk to you today about Ashley Padilla and her role with one of our key programs, which is a community service program. Our kids do over 1 million hours of service in their communities all over the country every year. And we have a few key representatives, so exemplary students from each of our chapters that have gone through a rigorous application process and are leaders in not only their school, but in their chapter. And we like to say at After School All-Stars, no meetings about kids without kids. So we ask our youth advisory board members what kinds of programs we think they and their peers would like to experience, how we could improve the experience, and we get them involved as leaders. So we bring them all to Washington, D.C. for a week in the summer, and they learn public speaking skills. They advocate for the cause of after school on the Hill with their senator and congressman there in D.C., and they devise service projects that they're going to go back to their community and implement with a team of their peers in their own community. So Ashley is the Los Angeles representative, and again, as you said, she competed against many of her peers to win this position. So super excited to be able to be here with her today and have her represent us nationally and here in Los Angeles.
Right, because, yeah, this is a national program and a local program. And like you said, you're working with middle school kids. And so they have input into what they want their programs to be. And they're different, involving sports and education. And then also even like career guidance. You know, they get athletes visiting them, I think, right in the sports programs too, across the country. And so, gosh, this is a big position then to go to DC and to kind of, you're jumping into the deep end there, right? To the deep end in DC. And so Ashley, tell us a little bit about yourself. Like, what school are you from? How old are you?
My name is Ashley Padilla and I'm 12 years old. I'm gonna turn 13 in November 27th.
Happy birthday.
Yeah, thank you. And I attend Alliance Leadership Middle Academy, which is part of the College Ready Academy. Yeah, and I think that this position is really good for me. I never thought I was going to, like, win this. I was in seventh grade when they asked me a bunch of questions, and my program coordinator, she was like, okay, Ashley, you know what? I'm going to ask you a lot of questions. And she was like, what do you want to do for your community? And I was like, something I want to do for my community and my, kind of say, we call it our block. I was like, there's a bar right there, and that disturbs the rest of our neighbors because they come and they park in our spaces, and then we go home, and I'm just like, I don't have parking it for my own house.
Right.
And so my main point was I wanted to make a parking so those people that go to the bar could go park in their own parking instead of come and park in our houses.
Yeah.
And then I think that was a really good thing I said.
Yeah.
And I think that was the thing who brought me to here.
And so you came up with a solution, or you advocated. What did you do?
Mm-hmm. So far, I just said that I wanted to fix that, and mm-hmm. I'm planning to go to the city mm-hmm. and say I need help to my community. So mm-hmm. they could at least do something to, I don't know where they're going to do a parking, but I just need somewhere so those people can go and park themselves where they need to.
Mm-hmm. So that you're going to like the city planning commission or the city council and talk to them. Good for you. That is advocacy. That's being a leader, which obviously you are. And so you've been involved in the after school program for how long?
A year approximately, yeah.
And what's one of your favorite parts of it, or during the activities? What do you love to do?
I'm in the soccer club and mm-hmm. the cosmetology club. So
nice.
Whenever we have soccer, all of us go and line up and we go outside. We have, I think, 45 minutes to go and play, and we start playing soccer, and after that they line us up, and we have, I think at 5 o'clock we start lining up to go do homework
mm-hmm.
and then we have that hour to do our homework.
Okay, so you like the soccer part in between, and then obviously the cosmetology part.
Yes.
That's great. That sounds like a lot of fun actually to
yeah.
do both of those, and then you get the time to do homework there, and so when you're done, you're done. Do you get help with the homework?
My school has, like, we have our own iPads, so most of our homework is online,
mm-hmm.
so whenever we need our homework or we need laptops, we ask them.
Mm-hmm.
And whenever we need, like, help on some type of thing, they help us. Or whenever they don't know the answer, they just, like, go find some other evidence or details that could help you find your answer. Or they give us tips or ideas to get our answer, or they help us and not give us the answer, but a way to find our answer.
Right. So you get some assistance, like,
yes.
almost like hints or help, guidance to get there, and then the homework's done. And do you feel like doing this has improved, you know, your performance at school? Are you more into it
yes.
you know, academically?
Yeah. Well, since they help us a lot, mm-hmm. whenever I turn in my homework and they're just like, okay, Ashley, you got a 4, and I'm just like,
mm-hmm.
wow. And then if I would have done it by myself, I'm be like, Ashley, you got a 3.5. I'm just like,
mm-hmm.
no. And so I think that's actually helped me a lot. And it's right now I'm in straight A's, so I think that's really good.
That is great. I was going to say, like, a 3.5 is good too, but
yeah.
you've got these really high standards for yourself. That's excellent. And you're so shy.
But
you're obviously, like, a great speaker, the perfect student to represent everyone else when you
yeah.
go and advocate for After School All-Stars. And what would you say to kids who aren't in the program yet or are thinking about joining the program? What would you tell them?
Whoever wants to join, it's a good program because they give you many opportunities, such as when I went to Washington, that was a good opportunity,
mm-hmm.
and I went to learn many things. And if they don't get that opportunity to fly there, then they get other opportunities in, like, let's say in my school, they have the cheer. So whenever they have their competitions, that's a good opportunity because if they want to be, like, a dancer or, like, a cheer,
mm-hmm.
they have experience already with some with dance. So whenever they want to grow up and be a professional dancer, they already had experience. So I think that's really good.
Yeah, so they can get experience in things that they want to do later on, or activities, or something that maybe they want to even make into a career. They
yes.
can start now through After School All-Stars. And the hours, Emily, tell us what's so important about the After School hours. Those are real critical, fragile hours.
Yeah, they sure are. I was surprised to learn when I came into the After School space that peak juvenile crime time of day is 3 to 6 p.m.
Mm-hmm.
I think I would have thought that it was in the deep, dark middle of the night,
mm-hmm,
but it's
mm-hmm.
not at all. It's 3 to 6 p.m. when kids are, you know, let out of school, don't have supervision. Maybe both parents are working, you know, or whatever it is, and they, you know, find themselves getting into trouble. And I think the thing about after school that's really interesting is that it's actually one of the number one issues for American families, because it really doesn't matter what your circumstance or situation is. Every kid needs good quality supervision and an enriching environment from 3 to 6 p.m. And all families and parents from all walks of life understand that. So it really is critical. It's also an interesting thing, I think, to think about. You know, the average school day is 6 to 7 hours, and the average after school program is 3 hours. So it's 50% more time with kids.
Yes.
And it's really a fraction of the cost. The average amount that we spend per child across the country for the school day is about $10,000, and it's about $1,000 to $1,200 to put a kid through a whole
mm-hmm.
year of good quality after school. So for 10% of the cost, you get 50% more time with kids.
Mm-hmm.
And you really have the ability, if you're doing it strategically and thoughtfully, to make a big impact on their lives.
What are some of the schools that you're working with in Los Angeles, in the school district here?
Yeah, so we're in 50 schools in Los Angeles. We are in 9 LAUSD schools. We're in Bell, mm-hmm. Cudahy. Let me let Donnie answer.
Donnie, what's your position?
Yes, my name is Donnie Falilu. I serve as the Director of Leadership and Community Outreach. Yes, we are in LAUSD, Montebello Unified School District. Many of our schools are actually in charter schools. We also have independent schools. Mm-hmm. We also have schools out there in the High Desert and Lucerne Valley. So we're pretty spread out, servicing K-12 programs, elementary, middle, and high school. And again, as Emily mentioned, a high concentration of middle schools. And we just put in another request for proposal for additional schools coming in next year.
That's great.
So hopefully if all goes well and we actually get funded, I mean, we'll be servicing more students here in the LA area.
Yeah, you're growing. Do you see an impact? What would you say the impact is on, say, students that go through the program and then they get to high school and they graduate, you know, the graduation rates, or what's the impact?
We have a program that's called We Are Ready. And so We Are Ready is our middle school to high school transition program. It really focuses on our eighth graders in middle school, and it culminates to a week-long it's kind of like a summer bridge type of program mm-hmm. on a college campus in the summer. We have a lot of our alumni that come back that have gone through the campus and We Are Ready program that have come back and served as junior counselors, staff. And so we definitely are tracking and monitoring, you know, where our students are at. And many of them have graduated from Ivy League schools. I mean, big name schools out there.
What's the best way people can help After School All-Stars, too, if people want to get involved?
We'll also be kicking off and leading the way with a project called Project Yell Light. April 29th, which is a Friday, folks can come out and help and support. So we have all of our schools basically doing a Project Yell Light event at their sites to raise the awareness of, no texting, like distracted driving, right? Just being able to raise the awareness on their sites across the board on that same day.
That's great. That's coming up in April, right?
Exactly.
Okay.
Right.
And so what's the contact info, Emily? Where can we find After School All-Stars at?
I think the best place to learn more about After School All-Stars is our website. Mm-hmm. So www.afterschoolallstars.org. I might add that another way you can help, obviously, it's getting to the giving season, Thanksgiving and Christmas and year end. And of course, if you give to any charity, much less After School All-Stars, you're able to write that off on your taxes for next year. So you want to go ahead and make a donation to your charity of choice before December 31st, 2016. You might know that $35 puts a kid through a program for a week, $7 for a day. So mm-hmm. really any level helps. You can also reach us if you're interested in volunteering or giving in any way, or having another conversation about the work, maybe bringing the program to your school. And you can do that by emailing volunteer@afterschoolallstars.org.
After School All-Stars, Ashley and Emily and Donnie.
Thank you.
Yay.
Tina.
Yay. That was fun.